Thunder Bay. A man who pleaded guilty to manslaughter for aiding and abetting the 2019 death of 21-year-old Robinson St. Jean has been sentenced to 6 years in custody. Jeffrey Miller, 44, appeared before Justice Daniel Newton for a sentencing hearing in a Thunder Bay courtroom on Tuesday. In December 2022, Miller pleaded not guilty to the original charge of second-degree murder but guilty to the lesser offense of manslaughter. Miller was first arrested on March 30, 2019, in relation to an incident that occurred the day before in a rural area on the city's north side. According to an agreed statement of facts, police located an injured man just after 12 p.m. on March 29, 2019 in the Hilldale Road area. The man, later identified as St. Jean of Ottawa, had a laceration to his throat. Life-saving efforts were performed by paramedics, but St. Jean was pronounced dead at the Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center. As part of the investigation, police located a vehicle matching the description of one seen in the area at the time. Miller was observed by police driving the vehicle with a woman in the passenger seat and a traffic stop was conducted. Forensic examination of the vehicle determined broken glass found inside the vehicle matched shards at the scene where St. Jean was located. Blood-like staining with a DNA profile matching St. Jean was also found inside the vehicle. Police learned Miller was involved in the illicit drug trade by driving people around to transport drugs in exchange for drugs or money. The agreed statement of facts went on to say that on March 28, 2019, St. Jean instructed Miller to give him a ride. The two men went to pick up St. Jean's supplier, a man known only as Pitbull. Miller was said to be aware of the violent relationship between St. Jean and Pitbull, who was angry about an outstanding drug debt. It was conceded in the agreed statement of facts that Miller ought to have known or suspected that violence between St. Jean and his supplier was foreseeable, especially in the context of the drug trade in the city. After the supplier was picked up, Miller drove to the Hilldale Road area. St. Jean was then punched by the supplier, at which point Miller stopped the vehicle and got out. According to the agreed statement of facts, Miller was then instructed by the supplier to pick up the vehicle at a Wardrobe Avenue business later, and he got into the driver's seat and drove away. The vehicle was retrieved by Miller later that day at the business, and he found drugs and money inside, which he assumed was payment for keeping silent. The finding of guilt on the charge of manslaughter related to Miller's actions in facilitating the meeting and interaction between St. Jean and the supplier, and that in knowing the violence between the two and the violent incident that occurred in the vehicle, he aided and abetted in the unlawful death of St. Jean. Defense counsel George Joseph said the incident was another tragic tale of drug addiction in the city and how it can lead down a path of serious consequences. According to a pre-sentence report, Miller has no previous criminal record and he has maintained steady employment throughout most of his life. Joseph informed the court that Miller's life has been plagued by addictions, which resulted in him becoming involved in the incident. But Joseph added that Miller has strong prospects for rehabilitation and that he has insights into what happened and has expressed remorse for his actions. "That is not to say denunciation and deterrence are not a factor," Joseph said. Crown attorney Sherry Frenette agreed that the incident was tragic for all those involved. "The impact on Robinson and his family was extensively severe and tragic," she said. Frenette added that despite ongoing efforts, the family of St. Jean, who are immigrants to Canada, could not be contacted to provide victim impact statements. When given the opportunity to speak, Miller said he deeply regrets his actions and apologized to the court, adding he wants to move forward with his life. Joseph and Frenette presented a joint submission on sentence of 6 years in custody. Newton agreed with the submission but noted that had it been less than 6 years, he would have been challenged in accepting it. "I am not losing sight of the fact that this was manslaughter in the context of the drug trade," Newton said, adding that Miller's actions could be described as concealing evidence. "What's really tragic is the real murderer is long gone," Newton said. With pre-sentence custody of 213 real days enhanced to 320 days, Miller will serve 5 years, 1 month, and 15 days in custody. Miller is also required to submit a sample of DNA and is subject to a weapons prohibition for life.